What's going on, everyone? Revolutionaries, hi. You're back on the Rational Revolution. You got me, you got my dear friend, Rob Coles. Let's make some headlines, shall we? Hey, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had the distinct honor of sitting down with Representative Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris at a rally in Ripon, where Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president. I got a couple cuts from her speech that I want to play. We're going to go with the first one here right now.
I am a Ronald Reagan conservative. I believe in limited government. I believe in low taxes. I believe in a strong national defense. And I believe that the private sector is the engine of growth of our economy. I believe that the family and not the government is the most important structure in our society. I know that our security and our freedom depend upon a world in which America, with our allies, leads. And above all else, I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution. I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney said that. Liz Cheney, famous, not Democrat, Liz Cheney. That's a pretty big deal. Do you have the second one ready? We're going to play one more from her at the time in Ripon.
As we meet here today, our republic faces a threat unlike any we have faced before. A former president who attempted to stay in power by unraveling the foundations of our republic, by refusing to accept the lawful results confirmed by dozens of courts of the 2020 election. We cannot turn away from this truth. In this election, putting patriotism ahead of partisanship is not an aspiration. It is our duty.
Patriotism above partisanship. It is our duty. What do you think of that?
I think she's a very gutsy gal. I agree with all the nifty things she just said.
So
I look back at all the people that I supported for president before I was there were a couple. I voted for Republican for president every time.
How about this time?
Well, we're not doing it this time.
Who are you going to vote for?
And this is, you know, and getting to this point, I want to say that I've been concerned about the blowback, and I want to separate my decision on president from all the other so-called down ballot people.
Sure.
Because I'm not talking about them. I think that everybody, all those people should be judged on the various merits, and that's what I would be doing. But you know, as chairman of the audit committee, backing up to that, and the audit that we had done of the 2020 election did not find fraud. There was the will audit. They basically found it some administrative things that wouldn't have tipped the election. So you've got the former president continuing to say that the election was stolen every time he's here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. There were some issues, but clerks have been put through a tremendous amount of stress, and we're having trouble finding clerks. So that's a check against him. You have to accept the results.
A peaceful transfer of power.
Peaceful transfer of power. It's part of the foundation of our country. If you don't have that, all our freedoms that are part of the Constitution will eventually disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably been irregularities. There might even have been fraud in past elections.
Not this time.
Others accepted it, got accepted.
Yeah.
So it's, I I'm going to say, you know, I've been agonizing whether to talk about this completely frankly, but, you know, I've been concerned about blowback, you know, and what it does to, because, you know, you're involved in the Republican Party for all this time, and you're trying to help colleagues, and I'm helping several in Northeast Wisconsin, and I don't want this to blow back on them. And I know that there'll be people that'll be upset with me, and I came to the conclusion that I'm ready to deal with that, because protecting the Constitution and our alliances, NATO, and fighting Putin, and remembering what we went through, what my family went through. You know what, Mark, and where it really came together was just really in the last week or so. And I started thinking about my dad serving in the Pacific and my Uncle Frank serving. He's a hump pilot, dangerous missions in World War II. And my Uncle Ray, who also was a pilot. And other family members in other generations fighting totalitarian people. And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian and very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election without evidence. So are we going to have, a country, if you just boil it down to Wisconsin, it's like, okay, where's the evidence? You have to present evidence if an election has been stolen in the case of an election. It's not there.
No.
Yet he keeps talking it. Is this the kind of person you want as president of the United States that believes things and propels these myths without evidence?
As a lifelong Republican, is that someone you want for your standard bearer for your party?
Absolutely not. And we'll have to rebuild the party.
Yeah.
And this happened when Nixon resigned, which is really a much less serious situation than we're facing now. So, yeah, the party was hurt. There was, but the country accepted that. It's like, no, the guy broke the law. I mean, he hired these people to go after the Democrats, McGovern and the Democrats at the Watergate thing
and
situation.
It's crazy. Okay. Like what Nixon did now just seems like peanuts.
I agree. It seems like peanuts. At the time, it was really serious. And the U.S. Senate stood up and said, no, we're not going to save you. You're going to have to get out or we're going to impeach you.
Right. And now what are they saying? Come on, let's give you another shot.
Well, who knows? I haven't talked to any of them myself, but no, if he is defeated, and he should be, it protects the Constitution, because who knows what this guy will do. And I again say, past his prologue.
Right.
And we have to move on, and somewhere out there, there's another Ronald Reagan.
Yep. Yep.
So things can get better.
We're going to continue this discussion here on the other side of the break with State Senator Rob Coles.